The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $200,000 in grant money to an organization that will help farmers in rural Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Last week, USDA announced that $3 million has been set aside to fund projects intended to support Native American communities. $200,000 of that money is going to the Alaska Manufacturing Extension Partnership. Tom Myers is the deputy director of the partnership. He says the money will be used to help farmers in rural Alaska get their products directly to customers.
The foundation of this program is to basically have these folks get up and on the ground, if you pardon the pun, with an ability to grow product in a northern climate. So we're taking best practices that other farmers have used and created around the state, and we're pulling that together into a training program that helps these new startup farmers, if you want to call them that, get out there with the best technology that has been created for northern latitude farming.
In rural Alaska, most of the fresh vegetables are shipped in from other parts of Alaska, the lower 48 states, or other locations across the globe. That often results in higher prices and a poor quality product that is not as fresh as it could be if it were produced locally. Myers says as part of the grant funding, the USDA helped pre-select farmers in rural Alaska that will be part of the new program this year.
But we will be opening up to a wider audience after next spring.
Currently, the vast majority of the commercial farming effort in Alaska is based in the Matsu Valley and in other well-established farming areas. Meyer says the grant money should allow for help in developing a farming effort in other good farming areas in rural Alaska.
Most of the folks in this program are from very rural areas. And in fact, there's a number of folks from Dillingham and Bethel because of the potential with the virgin soils out there in the area and the lack of farming that's happening out there in that region.
The Alaska Manufacturing Extension Partnership was established in 2004 and is headquartered in Anchorage. It has a stated mission of establishing a sustainable base of manufacturing in Alaska, which includes farming. Myers says those looking at starting their own small business in Alaska need to remember what he calls the three M's: money, management, and marketing.
Because of our distance from any other market, of course, shipping things back and forth and marketing them is very difficult. And then we don't have a depth of manufacturing expertise in the state.
Myers says in the lower 48 states, about 7 out of every 10 new startup small businesses fail within the first 5 years. That figure is about 9 out of 10 in Alaska. Meyer says along with the new program to help local farmers in Alaska, the Alaska Manufacturing Extension Partnership is trying to prepare existing and new small businesses for the time when true broadband internet is available in their area.
If they line up 10 people, we'll send a trainer out to their village and train them up and get those companies loaded up and online, and within an hour, we have helped them build their e-commerce website.
Meyer says to date, the Alaska Manufacturing Extension Partnership has created over 200 e-commerce websites for small businesses in rural Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.